This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm Patrick Campion, and On the Ground Ipsy focuses very much on that word, community. The community of Ypsilanti. Ypsilanti, the city, is the township of Ypsilanti. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and unfortunately, in the press, a lot it covers the negative aspects of what's happening in our community. And the real driving force behind On the Ground Ipsy, and a lot of what we do here at WEMU, is to not ignore the problems, but to look at the people that are trying to make our community better. The groups, the individuals, the businesses, the organizations, the nonprofits that are coming together to try and make Ypsilanti all that it can be. And we know there's a lot of great people here. And one of them sitting across the table from me this morning, if you're looking at your radio dial, she's on my right, her left. Sarah Rigg, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And 2019 is upon us suddenly. It's like, yes. 2018 was a flash, and now all of a sudden here it is, 2019. And you are the embedded reporter for On the Ground Ipsy, which is part of Concentrate Media.
Right.
And you are an Ipsy Township person, resident.
That's right.
So you've got an investment in this community. It's got to be better to meet Sarah Riggs' needs. That was the... As a reporter in the community, actually, and I might be putting words in your mouth, it's just you have the same interest here. You love
Absolutely.
Telling the stories of the people that are trying to make our community better. And that's really the goal with On the Ground Ipsy. So
yes.
Welcome.
Thanks.
ConcentrateMedia.com.
That's right.
And a whole bunch of other places, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, some other new social media thing I'm sure somebody's going to invent.
At Twitter, it's ConcentrateA2 because of character limit, but otherwise, everywhere else, it's Concentrate Media.
And you can find it all at WEMU.org as well, which is where we'll link to Sarah's incredible story. And I'm sure you got some good pictures this week, or Doug got some good pictures this week. I'm sure you take great pictures, Sarah, but Doug's are featured in the story, I'm hoping.
Right.
All
right,
good. All right. I was hoping I was right, not that Doug's features were. All right. I will stop rambling and let you talk about what the topic was for this week. You can tell I haven't done this in a couple weeks, right?
So we found out that Eastern Michigan University's aviation program had its largest enrollment ever this fall, and it's actually been a growing trend, and we thought that that was worth looking into. Why is this happening? Who's taking the classes here? You know, what's it all about?
That's an interesting story, too, and I think it might be surprising to some people to learn that even that Eastern has an aviation program. I don't think it's something you think about. Hey, four-year college, let's put a bunch of people in planes and train them how to fly them. I mean, I know I'm vastly oversimplifying an aviation program, but you brought an expert to fill in the knowledge gaps here. But I just want to put it out there that it is something that's been around for decades, quite successful and quite well respected in the field of aviation training throughout not just our area, but the whole world. So tell us who you brought today to speak on EMU Aviation.
I brought with me Tom Simon, the Director of Marketing and Recruitment for Eagle Flight Center.
You're cheating off my notes.
I am.
It's okay. We all have really long titles here at Eastern. You ever notice that business card printers must make a mint off of all the extra ink that they charge us for. But welcome, Tom.
Hello. Thank you.
Maybe you want to be a little closer to the microphone. Yeah. There you go. Don't be afraid of it. All right. It is your friend. All right. So Tom Simon, as Sarah said, is the Director of Marketing Recruitment at the Eagle Flight Center. So give us first, Tom, what is the Eagle Flight Center?
So Eagle Flight Center is a individual partner with Eastern Michigan University, and we train students of Eastern's to become pilots, and we actually go through the entire process with them from private all the way up to commercial.
Where is it's a physical thing, like a building? You guys are out at Willow Run, right?
Yes, our building is out at Willow Run Airport. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the facility like?
Facility, it's kind of small, but it's on the side on the west side of the airport. We have about 10 aircraft, and we just brought on two brand new simulators. And we have flight briefing rooms and...
It might seem small to you, but that's way more than airplanes and simulators than I have at my house. So I think, and to be honest, and jokes aside, I think that's more resources than a vast majority of higher education institutions would have towards something like this. I mean, to me, it's impressive that we have 10 aircraft in the EMU fleet, per se, you know, so to speak. So the goal, what's the goal with the aviation program at Eastern? What's the educational goal? What are the students going to come out the other side with? Are there varying programs or varying focuses, or what do they do here?
Yeah, so our goal is to put out quality pilots that are in the industry actively flying with an airline. We have very good success rates with our alumni. They're actively flying in large major airlines. That's the ultimate goal, is that and safety.
Yeah, and let's talk about it. I mean, I from being a world traveler for business for a long time, I kind of learned a little bit about the world of pilots and, you know, starting with smaller carriers and then moving up to get a UPS, FedEx kind of thing. And then the real eventual goal is to be flying the jumbo jets for the commercial airlines, United, American, Deltas.
Delta, yeah.
That's where the big money, the career focus. I mean, that's like the major leagues for becoming a pilot, right?
Yeah. All right. And it's great being here in Ypsilanti, and we're actually in the heart of the aviation industry here in Detroit Metro. A lot of our students have access to jobs before and after college. Flying and even doing groundwork with major airlines.
Yeah, and for people thinking, oh, there's only so many commercial airlines, there's so many pilots, I don't think a lot of us think about how many aircraft there are up in the sky doing things that have absolutely nothing to do with shuttling travelers around. I mean, there's interesting ones like Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. People land at the Ann Arbor airport every day with airplanes full of checks to be destroyed.
Yeah.
There's a check processing center in Ann Arbor, and that's they just all day long. Body parts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird and kind of macabre, but I mean, somebody's got to do that. So
yeah.
You guys are training people for that whole realm of all the different kinds of ways that aviation affects our world. Just to put in this there, by the way, if you haven't read the letter from the United Airlines and American and the Pilots Association to our president, aviation represents 8% of America's GDP. 8%.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's
a
gigantic chunk. So this is a well-focused program for a lot of future-focused career fields, if I'm doing the right job, kind of just summing it up.
Yeah, for sure. And Boeing actually just put out a statistic that over 206,000 pilot jobs will be needed for the next 20 years.
Great.
So that's tons of pilots.
So that plays right into the topic of the conversation, which is more interest in the program.
Yeah.
So you've seen an increase in enrollment. Talk about, give me some idea of what are the numbers like.
Yeah, so last year we brought in our largest class, and then this previous year we brought in our largest, or we capped that. So last year we brought in about 46 students, and this year we surpassed it. With about 56 students. With that, our students are going through the program a little bit quicker, and we're trying to get them out the door as fast as possible so they can get into those airline positions.
Can we talk about Chuck Kettles for a second?
Yes.
I'm absolutely enamored with what I feel, in my personal opinion, one of the standout Eastern graduates, certainly of all time. I mean, service to the country. Medal of Honor recipient. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And to be honest, an all-around incredible guy, too, humble and just so devoted to Eastern, to our community, but also the purpose of aviation. The reason I'm bringing him up is I'm going to let you talk about his history with the program.
Yeah. So he actually started the program in the late 1980s. He started it with the aviation management program, and then it just developed from there. In about 2001 is when they started to bring in the aviation flight technology program into Eastern. Before then, they would get their flight certificates at other small airports, and then Eastern would give them credit for it. But now everything is through Eastern with their certificates and the 141 restricted ATP that students can now apply for and get to the airlines much quicker.
And that was one of the things I really loved about Chuck was his whole passion was instruction. He wanted to help new pilots become better pilots, existing pilots become great pilots, and even just the everything surrounding. I'm using pilots in a very loose term. Everything in the aviation industry, his passion was making people better and serving the industry better.
Yeah.
And it shows in the goals still, I think, that the program has to this day.
Yeah, for sure. Our goals is to put out the most quality qualified pilots out there.
And is that the reputation the school has? I mean, is it are there people coming to us and saying, hey, we need people, supply us your fine candidates?
Yeah, our doors are being knocked down every day, asking for more and more pilots, and we're putting them out as fast as we can. The industry is booming, and we're excited to see what happens as goes.
Out of curiosity, how common is a program like this in higher education?
It's very rare. We're actually one of two bachelor degrees in the state of Michigan. There are some sprinkled throughout the Midwest, a few out on the West Coast. But for a program to have a fleet like this, it's kind of rare.
What is the advantage for a student? I mean, what makes Eastern attractive to come through this program on your career path rather than going through some sort of technical training or a shorter term program?
Sure, it's sevenfold actually.
So he's got seven
our
points.
Students actually qualify for the restricted ATP,
okay,
which means that they can go to the airlines at 1,000 hours compared to 1,500. Two, we are located in Ypsilanti and in Detroit Metro airspace. Students have like I said, jobs before and after college. They gain excellent communication skills talking to Detroit Approach and Detroit's Tower and stuff. They have in our cost, we are considerably less expensive than other universities, which is definitely beneficial.
Well, and I think even compared to some forms of technical training, if you were to actually get private pilot training, go through that whole process, and then go through the certification processes and getting the additional training if you want to get into a commercial license, it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Because you got to pay for the airport time, you got to pay for the plane time, you got to pay for the instructor time, you got to, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to pay for fuel. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that, which I'm assuming in our case, it's just kind of folded into the cost of tuition in the program.
It's folded into the cost of the flight fees involved with the program. So you have your tuition and then you have your flight fees.
Right. And that was the next question is, I mean, obviously you can't just pay for 3 credits of tuition to become a certified pilot, you know, on the back end, because there is a certification goal and there's additional stuff. I'm assuming there is some additional cost, but it's still well within the realm of being affordable for an average student interested in a career in aviation. Tell me, give me a couple personal stories. I mean, who are some of the all-stars of the aviation program? I mean, who are the alums that, you know, obviously we might not know their names, but who are some people that are some jobs or stuff that, you know, you guys kind of use as standout alums?
Yeah, we have actually several alumni that are really kicking butt out there. We have, I'm not sure if David, he's actually flying for one of the cargo operators here at Willow Run Airport. He's flying 747s, and he's about 26, 27 years old, which is kind of unheard of for
To get certified on an aircraft that large, too, that early in the career.
Yeah, and he's making a lot of money, and he's noted that Eastern is the reason why he's in that position today. He really loves Eastern. He pushes us towards everyone he knows.
What, besides becoming a pilot, what are other things that that people come out of this program doing?
We have 2 degrees. We have the Aviation Flight Technology degree, which is the pilot program, and we have the Aviation Management degree. Within the Aviation Management degree, we have the dispatch certification and then the business minor. There's tons of different jobs, not only pilots, but pilots are really the ones you kind of see out front. But behind the scenes, there's tons of different pilots, tons of different jobs, from operations to weight and balance to dispatchers. They take care of, you know, weight and balance of the planes. And
every time I get to ask, you're using enough of the lingo that I think you have a background in aviation.
I do. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you end up as the director of marketing and recruitment at the Eagle Flight Center?
I actually graduated from Eastern's program back in 2016 with the aviation management degree. I received my private through Eagle Flight Center.
Oh, so you're a pilot too?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then it just job kind of just laid in my fell in my lap, and I took it, and I've loved it ever since.
Tom, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Sarah, what do we got going for next week? Welcome back, Sarah Rigg from On the Ground IFC.
Well, I'm working on a few different things that are pretty interesting coming up. Next week, I'm hoping, if it all pans out, that my feature is going to be about some long-running hair salons and barber shops that have been around and survived through the recession here, and just kind of what a day in the life is like. They're interesting, I think, in Ypsilanti because they tend to be community centers. They have programs where they mentor youth and, you know, reach kids and all kinds of things.
They're hubs. And so often, and not just in our community, but so often we see the view of the barbershop or the salon is where those conversations happen. You know, the community on the ground people. So perfect. We'd love to hear more about that and look forward to exploring that with you next week. ConcentrateMedia.com.
Yep.
Concentrate820 just on Twitter. All other social media is Concentrate Media. And, of course, you can find all of this at WEMU.org. We'll link to all of Sarah's work, Concentrate Media's work, Doug's great pictures, and give you links to Tom Simon and the rest of the group over at the Eagle Flight Center. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you.
And thanks, Sarah, for being here this week.
Thank you.
This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.